You're listening to Times the Brief, presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa. Or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. A virus outbreak has killed 6 children at a New Jersey health center. Here's What to Know, by Jamie Ducharme. A viral illness outbreak has killed 6 children and infected 12 others at a medical facility in New Jersey, state health officials confirmed Tuesday. 18 cases have been confirmed among pediatric residents at the Wenacu Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, according to a statement from the New Jersey Department of Health. An investigation is ongoing, but the center has agreed not to admit new patients until the outbreak is deemed over. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said in a statement Tuesday that state and local health officials are working to contain the outbreak. I am heartbroken by the news that several children have lost their lives in an adenovirus outbreak at the Wenacu Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation and pray for the full recovery of the other children impacted, Murphy said. I've been briefed by the Commissioner of Health, Dr. Elnahal, who has assured me that the Department of Health has recommended vital measures to enhance protections against the further spread of infection and will continue its active on-site surveillance. Here's what to know about adenovirus and the outbreak in New Jersey. First, what is adenovirus? The various strains of adenovirus can cause a variety of illnesses, ranging from common colds to neurologic conditions, according to the CDC. Illnesses resulting from this family of viruses are usually fairly minor, although certain strains can cause more severe sickness. Adenovirus 7, the strain health officials said is behind the New Jersey outbreak, is commonly associated with respiratory diseases, though it's also been linked to fevers and conjunctivitis, pink eye, according to the CDC. The viruses can be spread through close personal contact, coughing and sneezing, or touching contaminated objects. Some strains can also be spread through water that an infected person has been in or through stool, the CDC says. What's behind the New Jersey outbreak? Wenacu is a residential facility that cares for medically fragile newborns, children and young adults, as well as elderly individuals and those requiring rehabilitation. These patients' pre-existing health issues, as well as their shared environment, may have facilitated the spread of adenovirus, according to the state health department. Unfortunately, the particular strain of adenovirus 7 in this outbreak is affecting medically fragile children with severely compromised immune systems, the New Jersey Department of Health said in its statement. The strain has been particularly associated with disease in communal living arrangements and can be more severe. Those with weakened immune systems may also carry and transmit the virus after they've recovered from an illness, the CDC says. What are other risks of adenovirus outbreaks? Adenoviruses can cause a variety of illnesses on their own, but the infections are also connected to another pediatric condition in the news, acute flaccid myelitis, AFM, a polio-like illness that can cause muscle weakness, paralysis, and even death. It's often difficult to prove what causes AFM, but it can follow adenoviruses, as well as poliovirus, enteroviruses, and West Nile virus, the CDC says. The CDC is currently investigating an uptick in AFM cases, with 62 diagnoses confirmed so far this year in 22 states, including New Jersey. What's known about the Wenacu Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation? Wenacu Administrator Rowena Bautista said in a statement provided to Time that the facility is cooperating with local and national health authorities to stem the spread of disease. The facility promptly notified all appropriate government agencies when the virus was initially identified, including the New Jersey Department of Health, the Passaic County Department of Health, the Communicable Disease Service, and the Centers for Disease Control, the statement says. The Wenacu Center continues to fully cooperate with these agencies and has sought out their medical guidance with respect to the virus. As a result, facility staff have diligently implemented all available infection control and prevention measures in order to protect the health and safety of the Wenacu Center's residents. State health officials continue to investigate the outbreak, but initial investigations turned up, quote, minor hand-washing deficiencies at Wanacue. Unrelated Medicare investigations in 2017 and 2016 found infection control issues at Wanacue, including failing to properly clean and disinfect surfaces and objects inside the facility, improper storage of syringes and other tools, and inadequate hand washing practices. Wanacue was also one of the subjects of a $50 million lawsuit earlier this year when the estate of a 75-year-old Alzheimer's patient accused staff at the facility, as well as local police, of negligence and recklessness, NorthJersey.com reports.